And so it ended up that the so-called fifth gospel wasn't anything of the sort, Connie.
Wow. So good old Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John come up winners again, huh? Well, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Candid Conversations with Connie on Kids Radio. I'm Connie Kendall, and my guest is John Avery Whittaker. We only have about a minute left. Time for one last phone call. Robert from Elm Street. This is Candid Conversations. You're on with Whit.
Yeah, hi. That archaeology stuff is cool. I mean, those people from the past, they're like historic.
Oh, yeah, they certainly are, yes.
We don't have much time left, Robert. What's your question for Whit?
Oh, yeah. I heard you were going on like another missionary trip or something soon. Is that true?
Robert, he just got home. I don't think he's going anywhere right now.
Well, actually, the board of directors for Universal Press Foundation has asked me to go on another missions tour.
They have?
Yeah, I knew it. Because, see, like, my friend Jenny heard it from someone at school who heard it from Eugene at Wits End.
Eugene knew?
Well, Connie,
And then my dad said he heard your son, Jason, and Jack Allen talking about it at church last Sunday.
Jason and Jack?
Uh-huh. And then my mom heard Mayor Riley and Bernard Walton talking about it in the coffee shop, you see. And
I think we get the picture, Robert. It's nice to know that everybody around town is so informed.
Isn't that your closing theme, Connie?
Yes, it is. Well, my guest this past half hour has been John Avery Whittaker, but then you all knew that already.
Oh, boy.
I want to thank Mr. Whittaker for coming on the program. This is Connie Kendall. Join me tomorrow for more Candid Conversations with Connie here on Kids Radio. You're leaving again? You're leaving again?
Now, Connie, calm down.
Calm down, he says. Not only do I find out on the air that the person who means more to me than anyone else in the world is about to leave again after just coming back from a long trip, but I also discover, on the air, that I am the last one to find out about it. And you want me to calm down?
Connie.
Why didn't you tell me, Whit?
There is nothing to tell.
Oh, well, that's funny. There seem to be plenty to tell Eugene and Jason and Jack and Bernard and Tom.
Connie, I'm sorry. I truly am. Jason and Eugene knew because they were in Chicago when the offer was made. I didn't intentionally leave you out. I just didn't want you to worry about it until I was just closer to a decision. Will you forgive me?
Well, of course I'll forgive you. It's just that, well, where are you going this time? How long are you going to be gone? When are you leaving?
Connie, I'm not. At least not yet. Nothing's been decided. Right now, I'm just prayerfully considering the offer. I don't want to go unless God wants me to.
Well, I'm sure God doesn't want you to go.
Thanks, Connie. But I'd like to hear it more directly from him.
Oh, you can't leave again, Whit. We need you here. I need you.
Oh, I don't know, Connie. I think you're doing just fine all by yourself.
Mr. Whittaker?
You!
Now, Connie...
How could you not tell me, Eugene?
I beg your pardon?
Whit might be leaving again on this missions tour, and I'm the last one in town to know about it.
Oh. Well, in the first place, Miss Kendall, the operative phrase in your last statement is might be. I'm not aware that Mr. Whittaker has yet made a decision to leave unless you know something I don't.
I never know anything you don't.
True, but hardly pertinent at this point. Secondly, I've been very preoccupied since our return, and while I may have inadvertently mentioned Mr. Whittaker's possible departure to a select group, not telling you was clearly an egregious oversight for which I hope you'll accept my sincere and humble apology.
Oh. Well. Okay. Apology accepted.
Well, things really have changed around here. I can remember a time when that would have gone on a whole lot longer and only stopped when I stopped it.
No need for that, Mr. Whittaker. I was clearly in the wrong. Besides, I need to tell you that Jason has arrived accompanied by a visitor for you.
Visitor?
A Joanne Woodston.
Ah, yes.
Who's she?
Oh, one of the UPF board members.
No doubt here to urge you to accept the board's offer.
Well, he doesn't need any urging. He's waiting on the Lord, so she can just go back where she came from, right, Whit?
Oh, now, there's no harm in being friendly, Connie. Where is she, Eugene?
She and Jason are both waiting in your office.
All right, thanks.
What are we going to do, Eugene?
About what, Miss Kendall?
about what? Haven't you been listening? How are we going to keep Whit from leaving again?
Miss Kendall, perhaps you should have your hearing checked. We've just established that Mr. Whittaker has made no decision.
But he will, Eugene, and the Universal Press Board has sent someone here to persuade him to go. That means we have to figure out some way of persuading him to stay. You do want him to stay, don't you?
Well, of course I do. But what I want even more, and I might add what you should be desiring as well, is for Mr. Whittaker to do A, what he believes is right, and B, what God wants him to do.
But Whit has already admitted that he doesn't know which choice is right.
Hmm.
And how do we know we aren't God's way of telling him that he should stay here in Odyssey?
Well, obviously we don't. But I think it is safe to say that acting strictly out of selfish motives is probably not in God's best interest.
Well, I am not being selfish, Eugene. I don't want Whit to stay just for me. We all need him. Odyssey needs him.
I know how you must feel, Miss Kendall, but having been with Mr. Whittaker in the Middle East, I can appreciate the difficulty of his decision.
Really?
Really. I never felt more truly alive than when I was there. And we were so busy, I had no time to think of my own troubles. In fact, I can truthfully say that while I was in the Middle East, my concerns seemed to completely disappear. Excuse me, Miss Kendall. I have some thinking to do.
Oh, sure. Just walk away. Whit can't leave again. He can't. We do need him. He just doesn't know it. Wait a minute. He doesn't know it. That's it. All I have to do is make Whit see how much we need him. Yeah.
Joanne!
Hi, Whit.
Oh, did you have a good trip in?
Oh, yes. The flight went well, and Jason is an excellent driver.
I aim to please. Hey, I haven't offered you any refreshments yet, though. How about a glass of Dad's world-famous lemonade?
Sounds delightful.
Dad?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Two lemonades coming right up.
Oh, this is quite a facility you have here, Whit.
Most folks around here just call it a shop. I like to think of it as a discovery emporium. But you didn't come here to talk about that.
No, I didn't. You obviously know why the board has sent me.
Yes.
Have you reached a decision?
Joanne, I just got back. I've barely had time to remember my name. This is too important to rush. I need to give it lots of prayer.
I understand. And normally I'd agree, but we've run into a problem.
A problem?
We've been monitoring a situation at one of the missions in South America.
And what's happened?
Well, nothing critical yet, fortunately, but we've noticed some unusual statements in the letters and reports one of the missionaries there has been sending back.
Oh, I take it these statements are not necessarily compatible with Christianity?
Right.
Hmm.
We want to get someone there as soon as possible, which unfortunately means a quicker decision from you than any of us had intended.
Ah, I see.
I know this is tough, Whit, but the board thinks you are definitely the best man for the job. The vote to send you was nearly unanimous.
Nearly?
12 yeses, one no.
Who voted no?
It was a secret ballot.
Alrighty, here we are. Some nice cold lemonade.
Hi, guys.
And Jack. Jack, where did you come from?
Well, I followed you up the stairs. You really ought to pay more attention to what's going on around you, Jason.
Speaking of paying attention, Jack...
I'm sorry. I didn't know you were meeting with someone.
Oh, that's all right. This is Joanne Woodston. Joanne, this is...
Jack Allen. Pleased to meet you.
The pleasure is mine.
Joanne's on the board of directors of the Universal Press Foundation.
Really? How fascinating. How long will you be in town, Joanne?
A few days. Maybe longer.
Really? Well, I hope to see you again. Before you leave.
You know, Jack, I was just about to take Joanne over to the hotel, but, you know, I really need to show Dad a few modifications on the imagination station.
Oh, well, I'm not doing anything right now. Why don't I take Joanne over to the hotel? If you don't mind, Joanne?
Not at all.
Good idea, Jack. Thanks. Joanne's bags are in my car. Here are the keys.
Thanks. Shall we, Joanne?
You know, after I've checked in, maybe you could show me around town?
Oh, I think I can manage that.
You hear what I hear?
Oh, bells.
Harps.
Violins.
Romantic music.
I haven't seen Jack act like that since we were kids.
You feed them, you love them, you nurture them, and before you know it, they're going out on dates.
Oh, where does the time go?
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, now that you have a few extra minutes, do you want to take a look at the imagination station?
Oh, you were serious?
Uh-huh.
You've made more modifications?
Just a few.
Whit? Yes, Connie?
I was just at the counter, and I think you need to take a look at the curlicue nozzle on the ice cream dispenser.
Oh?
It hasn't worked right since you've been gone, and I remember how you are the only one who really knows how to fix it.
That's okay, Connie. He doesn't have to fix it.
I don't?
Nope.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't, Connie, because I put in a brand new curlicue nozzle a few days ago.
You did?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Well, no wonder it isn't working right. Whit, you better take a look at this.
If there's something wrong, then Jason should fix it.
Never mind. I'll figure it out.
Okay. Come on, Jason. Let's go see the imagination station.
After you.
Thanks a lot, Jason. Well, I'll just have to keep trying.
I didn't know towns like this existed anymore. I'm used to the big city, I guess.
You don't like Odyssey?
Oh, I didn't at first, but I think it's beginning to grow on me.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I guess I just needed to see it with the right person.
I know what you mean. Suddenly the place has a whole new look to me, too.
How long has Whit lived here?
Oh, many years. His roots go pretty deep. His wife died here. She and his oldest son are buried in the local cemetery.
From all the welcome home Whit signs in the shop windows, I'm guessing the town loves him, too.
Oh, yes. You should have seen the parade they threw when he came back.
So I take it the prospect of him leaving again won't sit well with the townsfolk.
Probably not.
Do you think that will weigh into his decision?
It may. But Whit is usually pretty level-headed about these things.
Oh, I hope so. I really don't want to take another trip right now.
You?
Well, I'm the only other qualified candidate the board has. If Whit doesn't go, I'll have to go myself.
Oh. Well, I hope I'm not being too forward, but that prospect doesn't sit very well with me.
You are being forward, but if I may be equally forward, it wouldn't sit very well with me either.
Here's your elevator.
Thank you, Jack.
Do you have any dinner plans?
Yes.
Oh.
You're picking me up at 7.
Really? I mean, yes, okay.
Bye.
Wow. All right, slow down, Jack. You're acting like a schoolboy. And she might be leaving soon. I think I need to talk to Whit.
Oh, that was great, Jason. I never could figure out how to get rid of that visual phasing problem, but you've eliminated it completely. Congratulations.
Thanks. Dad, you don't mind if I do all this, do you?
All what?
Well, all these modifications, you know, changes in your inventions, and in Whit's End.
Oh, of course not. It's great to see how well the shop is running without me.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I mean, Whit's End is still very much your place and needs your input.
Oh, you keep saying that.
I do?
Yeah. I get the distinct impression you're trying to talk me out of going on the missions tour.
No, I'm just trying to point out things you ought to consider before you make your decision, that's all.
Jason, right now you look just like you did when you were little and I caught you stealing cookies. Come on, fess up. What are you not telling me?
Well,
Whit?
Thank you, God.
Not so fast. You still owe me an explanation.
Rats.
Whit!
What is it, Connie?
I need your help. You know my Tuesday Bible study?
Yes.
Well, I really don't know what to do for this coming Tuesday. And I was hoping that you could come and Maybe tell us the story of Jonah. You know, like you used to.
Well, have you asked Bernard? Now, he's the one everybody goes to for stories nowadays. Besides, I heard you've become quite a storyteller yourself, Connie.
Yeah, Jenny and Courtney are still talking about your version of Ruth.
I think you can handle this one without me, Connie, don't you?
Well, yeah, I guess so. Thanks anyway.
Now, Jason, you were about to tell me something?
Well, how much do you know about the board's vote to send you on the missions tour? Well,
only what Joanne told me. It was nearly unanimous. 12 yeses and one... Jason, you voted no?
Guilty as charged.
But why?
Well, because I'm not sure you should go, for one thing. You just got back, and you're tired.
Well, that can't be the only reason.
No, it's not. The other reason is that...
Oh, boy. Yes, Connie?
I'm sorry. You know, I just thought of something else I really need your help with.
What is it?
Well, you see, there's this friend of mine, Monica, and she's thinking of sneaking out to a rock concert that her mother wouldn't approve of. Well, she asked me what I thought about it, and, well, you know, I was wondering if you could talk to her.
Me? But she asked you.
I know, but I think she'd really listen to you.
Connie, I don't even know this girl.
That's okay.
But I think I know what you're doing here.
Doing?
Yes. You're trying to make me feel needed so I won't go on the missions tour, aren't you?
Well, maybe.
All right. You go on downstairs, and once Jason and I are finished, we'll talk about this, okay?
Okay.
No more interruptions?
No more.
All right. I'll see you downstairs.
Okay.
That's two votes against.
Uh-huh. But you still haven't told me the main reason why you voted no.
Yeah. Well, when we were in the Middle East, I realized that I miss it.
Miss what?
The agency. I mean, not that I want to go back. I enjoy it here in Odyssey. I really do. Wits End is great. It's home. But I...
You don't want to be stuck here, huh? And if I go, that's what'll happen, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I just didn't realize how much I miss the travel and the excitement. Figuring things out on the fly and solving problems that are, well, a little harder than fixing a curlicue nozzle on an ice cream dispenser. Actually, Dad, I think I'm looking for the kind of challenge the missions tour would offer.
Hmm.
Which is why I want to tell the board that I'd like to apply to go.
Jason.
Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, now what?
Mr. Whitaker, I'm sorry if I'm intruding.
It's all right, Eugene. You're not the first.
What is it, Eugene?
I wanted to speak to you about the missions tour.
Why am I not surprised?
Well, pardon?
Never mind. What about the missions tour?
Well, I've been giving it a great deal of thought, and I believe I have a solution that will be satisfactory to everyone.
And that is?
Quite simply, I'll go.
You?
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 Connie.
I didn't interrupt, he did.
Why do you think you're going is a satisfactory solution, Eugene?
Well, because almost no one in Odyssey wants Mr. Whitaker to leave. This way, he doesn't have to. And besides, I have come to the realization that I have been far too self-absorbed of late. Mission's work would force me to stop thinking of my own problems and place others ahead of myself, which is, after all, one of our primary Christian duties.
Well, that's all very noble and wonderful, Eugene, but I don't think you're qualified to go.
Huh?
I am.
Huh?
Wait a minute. Now you're going?
I'm thinking about it.
I don't believe this. Is everybody leaving Odyssey?
I think we're all forgetting something here.
Hi, everyone.
Jack.
Am I interrupting something?
No more than anyone else.
Good. Because I really need to talk to you with...
Let me guess. About the missions tour.
How did you know?
It seems to be our theme.
Don't tell me you want to go.
Me? Oh, heavens no. I think Whit should go.
What?
Whit?
Why?
Well, it's a bit self-serving, I'll admit, but... Whit, did you know that if you don't go, then Joanne will have to?
She told you that?
Yes. She said she's the only other qualified candidate.
She is not. I'm perfectly qualified.
And I believe I could perform quite well if given the chance.
But if she wants to go, then let her go.
She doesn't want to go.
Now, wait a minute.
Well,
clearly.
Hold it. Quiet. Oh, good grief. What is this, a Marx Brothers routine? Well, I can see we're not going to get anything done around here until I make this decision. So, Jack, will you please go get Joanne and bring her back here?
Now?
Right now. And as for the rest of you, I want you to go downstairs, have a glass of lemonade, and stay there until Jack comes back. And by the time he does, I'll have an answer for you all. Now take off.
I really think that I'm the one that ought to be going.
No talking. Don't talk. Just go.
Okay.
Now, where's that phone? Well, it's nice to see you all here. And quiet.
You're going, aren't you?
First things first, Connie. Whether I go or stay, there's something you should know. I appreciate what you were trying to do to keep me here. But you shouldn't feel bad about my not being needed like I used to be. I don't. In fact, I feel glad because it means that things are working the way they should. You know, I didn't create Wits End to be something people would become dependent on, but so that the kids and you, Connie, and Eugene, and everybody who comes here can grow and move on. And you have grown, Connie. I can see it. And you have more growing to do. Maybe we'll do it together. And maybe we won't. But whatever happens, I want you to know I'm very, very proud of you.
Thanks, Whit. You're going, aren't you?
All right. All right, I promised you all a decision, and so here it is. No, I'm not going.
Hold on now.
I'm not finished. Wait a minute. I'm not going, and neither is anyone else in this room.
What? Well, Dad, why not?
Whit, what are you talking about?
Well, everybody here has great reasons as to why they or someone else should go or not go. Eugene, you talked about getting out of yourself and putting others first. Jason, you mentioned the excitement and the challenge of missions work. And Joanne, you feel the expediency of getting help to that region. All of those are very important, but, well, no one has even mentioned the most important reason anyone should ever go into the mission field.
And that is?
God's calling. When I went to the Middle East, it was because I was 100% certain God had called me there. Other reasons fell beneath that, but I was sure of His calling. Now, can any of you say the same thing about this missions tour? Jason?
Well, no.
Eugene?
Negative.
Joanne?
No.
And I can't say it either. It's probably why I've been having so much trouble making this decision, and it's also why none of us should go.
But what about the situation in South America, Whit? Are we just supposed to ignore them and hope for the best?
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, there's a highly qualified man already in the area.
Who?
A friend of mine, and Eugene's, actually, Dan Isidro.
Oh, yes, of course.
Now, Dan serves as a missionary to Latin and South America, but he's been working mostly from his own resources. I've been thinking for quite a while that UPF should officially support him. I just got off the phone with him, and he's ready to meet with the board immediately.
Oh, well, this is wonderful. I've been praying that God would provide, and maybe now He has.
Then everyone's staying?
Well, I didn't say that, Connie. I just said that no one here is going on this particular missions tour. It does mean, though, Jason, that you're free to come and go as you please now.
Thanks, Dad, but I think I'll stick around. At least for a while.
Looks like you'll be able to stick around a little while longer too, Joanne, which should make you happy, Jack.
As a matter of fact, it does.
Thanks, Whit, for everything.
Oh, thank you, Joanne, for helping me to see where I really belong.
Now, if you'll excuse us, we have a dinner engagement.
Oh, watch this guy, Joanne. He's a real smoothie.
Oh, I think I can handle him.
Well done, Mr. Whitaker. As usual, you've managed to arrive at a conclusion that benefits everyone.
Well, Odyssey may not be South America, Eugene, but I think if you look around, you'll find plenty of opportunities to put others ahead of yourself.
Somehow, Mr. Whitaker, I think you're right.
See, Whit? I told you we need you around here.
Yes, you did, Connie. And I have to say, it's great to be home.
Well, it looks like things are finally getting back to normal. Or at least as normal as they ever get around Odyssey. What will the future hold? only the Lord truly knows. But whatever it is, we can be certain of one thing. As long as we trust God, we can't go wrong. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Decision was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.